If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty ain't here. But Luke Morrow, as you see his shirt, Tommy Cutlets, is in the building in for Clint today. And the show Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, we have the latest and the latest is. It is 5 o'clock fire. 5 o'clock fire brought to you by Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament. Course update here, the latest, is the Astros. They are in Seattle playing a little day game action. They're in the sixth inning right now, and Hunter Brown is at up to 95 pitches. This is probably it for him, I'm guessing. Early in the season still, just his third start. He's probably near 100 pitches by the time this inning ends. If he gets out of it, I think that'll be the end for him. But he has been really, really good as usual from Hunter Brown, which is really needed when you look at the rest of the rotation. More on that coming up in just a bit. But Hunter Brown is behind 4-0 lead from the Astros. He's gone 5 2/3, 2 hits, no earned, 3 Ks, no strikes thus far. He's looking to try to get through this sixth inning. But he's been really, really good, as well as the bats have come alive. Now, not anything hit hard. I'm not even certain. I don't believe they even have an extra base hit. They may have one. But who cares? They got 4 runs on the board. They have squandered some other opportunities where they could have really blown this game open, and you know, getaway day, you know, team's ready to get this thing on. And it looks like Hunter Brown will get through the sixth. He is through six, probably his last inning, and he'll hand it off to the bullpen. But this was exactly what the doctor ordered for the Astros, to get up 4 runs. A pitcher has a cushion. It doesn't feel like they got to be completely perfect to keep him in the game.
Yeah, it's good to see on all levels to get the 6 innings, not only with Hunter Brown pitching well, but to get him through 6 innings now, because as we had discussed off air, I mean, Josh Hader, I assume, is unavailable today. Pitched 2 innings yesterday for the second time in the last 3 games. You're also already down a reliever from still waiting for the call up to replace Montero. So you got a shorter bullpen today. Granted, they do have a day off tomorrow, I believe, right before the weekend series. But still, yep, to get 6 good innings from Hunter, and then to see something on offense. Kind of like golf. They don't ask how you got there. They just ask your final score when you walk off the course. And similar to baseball, they haven't really hit a ball hard today, as you said, lacking the extra base hits. But you know what? You'll still take the 4 runs, especially against the Mariners. The Astros have really let the Mariners hang around this game. That usually comes back to bite you, but probably not against this offense. I don't know if Seattle can score 5 runs in the last 3 innings, knock on wood. But the Astros easily could have about 10 runs today, but you'll take the 4.
They got a crooked number up there, and hopefully the bullpen can hold this thing together. But Cam Smith, RBI, single in this game. Jake Meyers had an RBI in this game. And Jose Altuve continues to be there in that DH spot today as a big hit. Also, with the Astros, other news as we continue. And as I said, we will keep you updated on the news with the Astros. And that is the latest here with Spencer Arrighetti. As we know, Spencer Arrighetti had the injury in batting practice. Not even his own batting practice. He was playing catch in the outfield while Seattle was having batting practice, and he was hit in his thumb, his throwing hand thumb. Spencer Arrighetti will not require surgery on his fractured thumb. Joe Espada said Arrighetti will be in a cast for 2 to 2.5 weeks, after which there will be a follow-up imaging to make sure everything is healing. More clarity after that. So he is going to be out for some time. Going to be more than 15 days. And right now, that means the rotation now is Framber, and now Hunter Brown, who back-to-back great starts from both of them in Seattle. Now Blanco, who has been struggling with Wisniewski, and now Contreras, who they brought up. And he's kind of had some struggles as well when he's been up here coming out of relief roles. So this is something, boy, they're going to have to deal with. They had a lot of injuries with the rotation last year, and I don't think they're anywhere as deep as they were last year to deal with that. Many of you are wondering, where's Lance? Lance will be making his next rehab start in AAA Sugarland Sunday, but he is definitely somebody you don't want to rush in any manner to come through. But this is going to be a big thing. They're going to have to survive, because this rotation, take any of those guys out, looks a lot different.
Sure does. In regards to Lance, too, he's only gone 2 innings so far. Right? You really have to build up that endurance, that arm first, before you can bring him in as a big league starter. The unfortunate part with Arrighetti, too, is that it is the throwing hand. Because if it's, you know, the glove hand, you could still pitch. And then as soon as the thumb heals, you could come back a lot sooner. But right now, you can't throw a baseball for a few weeks. So that just slows it down. And as we joked earlier, although it's pretty true, is you have to kind of double any time frame the Astros give you with the way the injuries have gone for them. So I imagine this will be, unfortunately, a pretty long-term thing for them.
Yeah, because when he gets the cast off, it doesn't mean, all right, yeah, he's going to get on the mound and get right into the rotation. No, he will not have thrown for a couple of weeks plus.
Yeah, which is what I mean. That's the if it's the glove hand, you stay loose. Once it heals, you get right back out there. You've been pitching the whole time. Someone else just catches the throw back for you. But that's the real shame, and the freak injury aspect of it all, too. The Astros have been snake bit with some of these injuries the last 2 years specifically. But, yeah, this depth will be tested. And it goes back to what we were talking about to really start the afternoon about the job the manager is going to have to do to pull the strings here, fill some holes along the way. They're going to require some additional help throughout this season, both from position players and pitchers. Of course, all baseball teams do. But, yeah, that depth will be tested.
Yeah. So that is the latest there. Spencer Arrighetti, we don't have an idea how long he is going to be out, but as Luke just said, this feels like this will be more long, definitely longer than the 15 days. This will be a more of a long-term.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros not only will try to finish this thing off, they still lead 4-0 in the seventh. We'll keep you updated on that. But the Rockets are back at it after having their last two games, where I think they've had their two biggest wins of the season, home to OKC and then at Golden State on Sunday. They will face the Clippers tonight. They're on the road. They're making that L.A. trip where they face the Clippers, and then in a couple of days they'll face the Lakers and finish things off at home against the Nuggets. So those are their final three games. They have sewed up the 2 seed with the Lakers' loss last night to OKC. So seeding doesn't matter. They're the 2 seed, and they can't catch OKC, and they can't drop. The wonder is how do they approach this? How do they handle these last 3 games? Luke, what do you think is the best way for them to approach this with Udoka?
Well, the best way is to treat this like a preseason game, exhibition game. Rest these guys as much as you can. Make sure they're good to go for the playoffs. That is the best way to approach it. That's what they should do. And I did mention earlier, selfishly as a fan, I wish we got these matchups because we talk so much about the end of this season, the tough stretch of games to end the season. And look, the Rockets obviously have more than held their own the last couple as we've been breaking down throughout the afternoon. The Thunder win, the Warriors, even that Lakers game. And so credit to them for making these games meaningless. But with the way the Clippers are playing and potentially a playoff matchup, I would love to see this close to the playoffs how the Rockets would match up with the Clippers on the road tonight. Yeah. But, of course, the smart thing is don't play these guys. I know Danielle Lerner had the report yesterday of three starters not expected to play tonight for the
Someone
Rockets.
Someone texted in, do you try to beat the Clippers tonight so you have a better chance of potentially facing the Clippers
in
the first round? By the way, just to let you all know that, fellas, how many guys you think are already declared out for this game?
Five.
I was going to say four or five, yeah, in that neighborhood.
Dylan Brooks, out, rest. Jabari Smith, out, groin. Amen Thompson, out, rest. Fred Van Fleet, out, ankle. Alfred Şengün, out, back. Those are the five that are out. Listed out already. So Jalen Green will play. He's played every one of the games this year. And maybe the last couple of years. He'll play tonight. But the Rockets are doing. We just talked about how do they handle it. The Rockets are sitting a lot of their guys. Real quick, and this comes to Udoka's decision on how they're going to handle this. We didn't get a chance to bring this up with Brandon as we just talked to him. This is one of the more unique things. And I've talked about this a little bit that I've seen with the Rockets, in particular with Udoka. Generally, when you see a team make a turn or a change, like somewhere it's a player that is probably the piece. Like Detroit, I think Cade Cunningham has really gone to the next level. They've added some pieces too. You usually don't see the coach be the number one thing that changes things, that changes and flips from the Rockets before he got here to where they were there. They had some young talent. They've added some pieces. And then he gets here 2 years later. They're the two seed in one of the most difficult Western conferences or conferences in the NBA we've seen. And it feels like the number one thing that has changed in that time frame is the coach. And you generally don't see that. Miami, hey, the Heat, they jump up, they become really, really good. Well, yeah, they add LeBron, they add Chris Bosh. Like, it's usually players, it's not usually coaches. And Udoka is the rare one that this thing has flipped on a dime because of him.
It's true. He deserves a lot of credit. It's a good point. Usually, of course, it's all about the stars, not the coaches in the NBA. The only one that first jumped to mind, but it's not the same, would be like Steve Kerr. But, you know, Mark Jackson did have the Warriors in the playoffs there his final year. So it wasn't quite as big of an upgrade. But he came in, he let Curry, you know, do his thing. And obviously the rest is history. But yeah, either he or J.B. Bickerstaff should be coach of the year this year. They've done the two best jobs in the NBA. And he deserves a lot of credit. You know, it's interesting. This week people were talking about Todd Golden after he won the national championship. Could he make the jump to the NBA? People see him as a good NBA coach because he's all about the culture and team, a player coach. And Ime's one of those old school guys that is still really, you know, just really tough and demanding of a coach, where that doesn't work a lot of times in the NBA when you have these stars. They don't want to be treated that way. So I think it's just a perfect fit for these younger players at the Rockets and Ime's style. And boy, has it come together to really pay off this year.
Text line coming through. Ron's eating his words by saying Rockets don't beat good teams. I'm not eating my word. The words were true. The Rockets had gone 2-9 in their last 11 games. And then when the Rockets and beat OKC and Golden State, what did I say then? I said they beat good teams. I talked about what they did. Hey, listen, I don't have an agenda for the most part. I don't have it. Like, I'm just going to call it how I see it. That was not eating words. The words were true. I'm eating chicken. Steak. An empanada would be a great thing to have right now. That would be
good. 5 o'clock fire.
Really, like a ribeye and, like, I'd like some, like, fried eggs with the yolk running and to run over it, give me a little avocado. I mean, I know that's real carnival diet, like, but that would be delicious right now.
Almost there.
Wow, how about that? real quick, to kind of cap off the Denver story, if you missed it earlier, we talked about the most interesting part of the whole story, and that is the general manager who was fired, who is a black man walking around with the face of Nicolas Cage. So if you have not seen Calvin Booth, you might want to check that out. He is walking around with Nicolas Cage's face. They really did face off to Calvin Booth. But more going on to that. They fired Michael Malone, their coach of 10 years. And this is where sources are coming from ESPN. UConn head coach Danny Hurley is expected to be at the top of the Denver Nuggets wish list. The team in Hurley's camp, listen to this, the team in Hurley's camp have already had an informal discussion in the past week. What? And then a formal meeting in Denver is being planned for today. Wait, hold on. Y'all had an informal meeting and discussions this past week? We just gonna come out and just, that's just gonna be reported? So Michael Malone, they already been talking to you, who they hope to be your replacement, last week or earlier this week before you got fired? Be on some tampering or something right there. Yeah. If I'm UConn. UConn, I got a problem. This dude is still, he was still a coach.
Yeah, Malone, yeah. Yeah. I know. It's shady. As they say, you know, you're always the last person to find out when you're going to get fired.
Telling you, boy, ain't that a, this is, I mean, I'm not shocked or surprised. I'm a bit surprised that that just was included in reports and they're just rolling with that. But
the salt in the wound, too, for Malone might be that last year when Danny Hurley was in the consideration for the Lakers job, they asked Malone about it, and he said he's a hell of a coach. Of course he could coach in the NBA. And now the Nuggets might have just fired Mike Malone to try to at least get Dan Hurley. I don't know if Hurley's ever going to make the jump to the NBA.
Because he was to the Lakers, that was they were offering like $50 million, and it was LeBron, AD, and all that.
If you don't take that job, I mean, I know you have Jokic in Denver and everything, but if you don't go to the Lakers for all that money and coach LeBron, like, I don't know what it is that's going to get you to the NBA. I just think there's some guys that are college coaches, some guys that are NBA coaches, and Hurley just seems like a college coach to me. Maybe I'm way off. I also don't know if he could handle an 82-game season. He melts down every college basketball game. The NBA season's twice as long.
If the players thought that Michael Malone was too tough on him, like, Dan Hurley is the guy who walked up to the official and told him, don't you turn your back on me. I'm the best effing coach in the sport. Like, he is the one who's losing it all the time. And, of course, I know you don't want his ass to go because that's your team.
That's right.
So, I know you want Danny Hurley, who's got a great recruiting class coming in. Should be a top 5, top 10 team.
Yeah.
Coming in as well. Nice little transfer from Georgia as well. All right, coming up as we continue, I tasked our executive producer, Tyler Milner, to give me his top 5 animated cartoon shows of all time. We'll hear what that is. And folks, he said The Simpsons is not in the top 5. Wow. Can't wait to hear that. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The Astros continue to lead 4-0 as the Astros bullpen got through it, had a couple of runners on, had a chance to kind of get back in it, but Contreras, he almost looked like he had makeup on, to be honest with you out there, but he shut the door in that seventh inning, and they head to the eighth inning. Astros up 4-0 right now in Seattle, looking to win that series. All right, Tyler earlier decided to do what show was that voice from?
Family Guy.
Yeah,
the old man that's a bit pervy.
Yeah, pervy old man.
I haven't seen the paper boy.
There you go. So that prompted us to I gave him an hour. I gave him a little bit longer now. I gave him about 2 hours of, hey, give me your top 5 animated shows, animated TV shows, top 5 animated TV shows. I got people rolling in. Guy Gene threw his out there. Kick Rocks threw his out there. I got plenty of people on the text line, on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, throwing theirs out there. But quickly, let the people know, right, this is your favorites, not what you believe are the all-time favorites.
Yes.
These are your favorites, and we already understand that The Simpsons aren't on there. That's
right. And like you said, I mean, if this was a top five I was putting together of the just greatest, most successful cartoons of all time, The Simpsons would no doubt be in there.
Okay.
They are not.
So start at five. Let's go 5-1. Your top five. Here we go.
These are some good ones.
Here we go.
I was a child of the 90s. Right. Told y'all, we talked recently on the show about our love for Nickelodeon, how much Nickelodeon I watched as a kid. That's going to make an appearance here. Number five, Doug.
Oh, God. Doug.
Doug is a classic, man.
Doug on Nick. Do you think he ever smashed Patty? Maybe this. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, Doug was in there, for sure.
Patty Mayonnaise, there you go.
Probably had a pork chop at the end of the bed while he did it. But yeah, number five,
use
Doug.
Use condoms, Doug. Doug, number five, Doug, okay.
Yeah, don't forget your raincoat, Dougie. Five, Doug, four, another Nickelodeon cartoon. I love this one. Hey, Arnold.
Wow. Okay, Hey, Arnold. Okay.
Oh, you don't like that. You do not like that.
Hey, listen, man, it's yours. Top five list, Hey, Arnold. That's a...
Luke, did you watch Hey, Arnold?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like both these.
Okay, you're in here. Okay.
I don't know if they'd be in my top five, but they're good shows.
Okay, good. So not like Face Off or...
That's right.
Yeah, Face Off. He wiped you down. He gave you the ridiculous Face Off. Yeah.
I'm not
now he's going ridiculous.
Off. Yeah, ridiculous.
Number three, Family Guy. Family Guy.
Three? So, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I would have thought that was the top. I would have thought that was your LeBron James.
I could get that. Yeah, Family Guy is just too damn funny. Been watching it from teenage years to now, really. Really funny show. Number two, the only reason I couldn't put this one as number one is because once you start growing a little older, it's not the same. It's not the same as it was when I was a kid, but this was my all-time favorite show in my adolescence. Nickelodeon, once again, Rugrats.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous.
What? Rugrats is awesome,
it's
man.
It's your list.
I Tommy mean, Pickles was my damn hero. Okay. Wanted to punch Chucky all the time.
Tommy Pickles
coward.
Was my damn hero.
He was.
This is the quote of this segment.
Bro, Tommy Rugrats was my all-time all favorite.
Right. All right, Rugrats, okay. All
but
right.
Couldn't put it number one because, I mean, as I've gotten older, it's not quite as enjoyable if I look back at it. Number one. It was easy for me. As soon as you gave me this assignment, I knew what number one was. South Park.
Okay.
South Park, and it is easy for me, man. No cartoon has ever made me laugh so hard that I legitimately start crying than some of the wild-ass episodes you see from South Park, especially years back. South Park, for sure.
Yeah, that episode where they did Wheel of Fortune and that thing said Snaggers up there.
That's a good one. Also, the Kanye West fish sticks episode is a classic.
Strong one. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big animation cartoon guy anyway. I would say on this list, Doug is probably the one that I've watched the most. I've seen
great
them
show.
I didn't really watch a lot of Hey Arnold. I've seen them all, but Doug is probably the one I've watched the most. A bit of a surprise here, kind of. No Boondocks.
I've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
I know what you're talking about. I know of the show. I've never seen a single episode of that show.
Yeah, Kick Rocks, I'm very disappointed, is what he said from the text
line. Man.
This is your time to trash or give your love. Some people love Rugrats. Guy Gene said Rugrats is goated. Someone text in on the text line, this is a horrible five. No King of the Hill, that's a disgrace.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I could have probably worked that one in there. Another honorable mention for you. Did y'all ever watch Rocko's Modern Life?
Oh, yeah.
That one was hard for me not to put in there. I have the box set of Rocko at my house. I loved Rocko's Modern Life.
Great show.
Yeah,
it's silly wallaby.
I've never seen that one.
No.
Never watched
it. It's got a lot of adult humor in it, but it was a kid's show.
But there's some new. What'd you say? What's the horse one?
Yeah, BoJack Horseman.
I've never heard that one's good.
It's a good one, yeah.
I've heard that one. That one's really good. Now, that's an Adult Swim joint right there.
Yeah.
That's just like Boondocks is.
Or Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, Real Monsters, another Nickelodeon favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are rolling in like, you know, DuckTales, Futurama. I've heard of that.
I never really was big into Futurama, to be honest.
My favorite thing is when Luke gets dismissive of something.
As gospel.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Dragon Ball Z coming in a lot on the
talk about ridiculous.
I never got into the anime stuff, really.
No.
Yeah, no, not bad. I got to have The Simpsons in there. I got to have Boondocks in there for me, personally.
What about Pinky and the Brain?
Never really got into that one.
I love that one. That and Animaniacs, WB.
Animaniacs wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
Tiny Toons.
Yeah. I mean, I was big into the Ghostbusters when they were the cartoon version of Ghostbusters wasn't bad either.
Yeah, that's a whole nother category. I loved Scooby, and and all those
impersonation
the superhero ones on Cartoon Network back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, some people rolling in, man. No American Dad. Never got into that. Yeah, never got into that.
Very Family Guy-esque, obviously. Same creators. That's a good one.
My man said Doug, man. I hear you on that, man. Let Doug live, man.
Him and Skeeter.
I always liked Dr. Katz. Might be more of a deep cut from the 90s. It was on Comedy Central. That was a great one.
Never heard of that. Oh, someone more checked in with Recess. Yes, I used to watch Recess during Saturday mornings.
Never watched that, really.
Recess
and
Pepper
Ann. There's a couple of real a-holes on the... that big dude, man. I could stand his ass. I want to get in that cartoon and kick his ass myself.
Was one of them Spinelli or something like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Saw it here and there, but I never regular watched that one.
Damn, they just put you in and said, Luke should be quiet. Never seen Boondocks. I don't even think that's what you
were. That was me, friend.
That was Tyler. The one who so supposedly sounds like Nick Casario is the one.
That's right.
That's Luke. He did the one that sounds like he's calling balls and strikes is the one. No. Tyler's not seen the Boondocks, so he doesn't have to shut up because it was his list. Beavis and Butthead didn't make it, huh?
Another good one.
I watched a little bit of Beavis and Butthead. It wasn't the greatest thing. SpongeBob coming through as well.
Ooh, I completely just blanked on SpongeBob. Yeah, that's got to be in that top five. That's a mistake I'll own up to right now. SpongeBob's in top five.
Well, what's coming off if SpongeBob is in? Hey, Arnold.
Yeah. Hey, Arnold.
See you later, Hey Arnold.
But Hey Arnold, that was even number five.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, he's filled it up. He feels Doug. Doug seems to have a personal thing.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I thought about him and where Patty Mayonnaise and Doug are today.
Yeah.
Just getting it in.
And Pork Chop.
Getting it. No, not Pork Chop. Pork Chop's dead.
Damn it, dude.
Getting it in.
That hurts.
Coming up, T-Mill's Best Bets will win you some money. Hey, he's had a hell of a week. 75% Monday, 80% hit. He is 77 for the week. We'll win you some money coming up, and we'll take a look at where the Astros are, and is it time to give somebody for the Astros their flowers? Is it time? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Tyler Miller says he's still real.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimistic.
Hoagly as Hughley as came in the game.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Every time you do a topic like this, it just fills up text lines. Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. Archer, best show ever on TV. All this stuff. Some gentleman said, I'm showing my age, but Huckleberry Hound, I have no idea what that is.
Never heard of it.
Tom and Jerry rolling through.
Whew. That was one of my mom's favorites.
Tom and Jerry was?
A little bit before my time, although I do enjoy a good episode of Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, I like Tom and Jerry.
They made a remake, a movie of that here recently.
I had some movie of them when I was a kid where they spoke. And I remember being thrown off at first that they were, like, talking. But it was actually a pretty good little movie.
All right. As we continue rolling through here, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. What trading pick 25 might look like if it were to happen? That's what the fellas will be talking about. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, that's right behind us. Texans All Access, Area 45, Bajani, Creighton, and Chris Santiago, they're holding it down 7 to 11. So stay tuned for that coming up behind us. And Tyler's on a roll. Last week was just awful. Just awful, but now he is taking this week to a
whole
nother.
Why do you keep reminding me? We're Wednesday, bro.
Hey.
Let's move forward.
You got to fight, and you got to look at where you came from.
You're right.
You came from 25% on a five-day period. You came from getting those bets where you went 0-4 a day.
The arrows pointed up.
You came from that, and now you've come up through the ashes. And you
like
have what missed?
Phoenix.
What, you've missed one pick this week? Two picks this week?
Two.
But you had five on the table yesterday. You went 4-for-5.
7-for-9 on the week.
And the only one that hurt you was the one we probably had the most confidence in last night, was Drew Holiday, and even had a damn overtime period to get one more damn rebound.
Damn it,
one
Drew.
More. Set there at 4 for long stretches. Anyhow, win some money tonight. T-Mills, best bets coming up in just a bit. The Astros continue to lead 5-0, and now they're, oh, hell. I just looked up here. They added another run. Now, the gentleman who is I thought was going maybe potentially go into the rotation, in Contreras, he got out of the seventh inning, and now he's in the eighth inning. The bases are loaded with nobody out. as the Astros lead 5-0. So this thing has just gotten interesting. We will keep you up, or as Tyler loves to hear, abreast on what's going on in that game. But speaking of this game, but look, we're looking at it. This is an example. Today, you know, they've put up 5 runs, but we can see they have at times struggled when it comes to scoring runs, struggled when it comes to extra base hits or power or anything like that. But they did put up 5 runs. They've probably left, I don't know, you may have it, they probably have left 12, 13 runners on base thus far in this game and had a chance to really break this thing open. And after Framber and Hunter, the pitching gets a little concerning from the back end of the rotation. And then before you get to Abreu and Hader, who I would imagine are out today, at least Josh Hader, who's pitched, 2 innings in a couple of appearances here of late. It's a little nerve-wracking there. And then you got a bunch of guys who are trying to find their way at the plate and don't have a lot of experience in doing so. If Joe Espada, the captain, if he is able to get this team, Luke, to the postseason, I know there are people who have their doubts about him, and I'm not saying they're not warranted. I understand it. I call him number 2, but then I gave it, hey, he did some things for this team to get through where they got last year and got to the postseason. I give him credit for that. I know some that don't. Clint Sterner, who generally sits in that chair, does not view him as a real major league manager. If he gets this team to the postseason, this to me is by far the weakest Astros team that they've had in this run. I'm talking all the way back to 15 when they beat the Yankees in the wild card game and they had the Kansas City Royals on the ropes in game 4 and ended up losing that series. All the way back to then, this to me is the weakest team they've had to deal with, and probably the team, Luke, that is going to need more of their manager to make decisions as opposed to the other ones. If he is able to get this team back to the postseason, I don't care how weak the West is. Hey, man, this is that man deserves his flowers, and we got to back up off of Joe Espada.
I agree with the first portion, I guess. I do agree.
Oh, damn it, Luke, you agree with all of it. That's what you need to be.
I agree
with all of it.
That this will definitely require more work than the previous, you know, iterations of the Astros
like
during this great
and
run.
AJ Hinch didn't. They had better overall talent and teams than that.
That was always kind of the thing with Dusty too, is that he was more of like the culture, the locker, the clubhouse, but game managing, he always left a lot to be desired throughout his career, I thought. But with this case, I do think it's going to take some work from Joe Espada throughout this year. However, with that said, I think the Astros should still be a playoff team, or it shouldn't be some sort of huge surprise.
No.
It's not the be-all, end-all, but I mean, they had the 6th highest win total in Vegas before the start of the season and were favored to win the division, so just kind of down the AL this year, you know? Even the Yankees are expected to take a big step back compared to last year, so I think the Astros should be in that area of winning mid to high 80 games. That should be the expectation. And if they do that, they should have just, met expectations. Wildcard team, even win the division, that should be expected. Now, it is going to take some massaging along the way from Espada with this roster and the in-game management, but should still be a team that makes the playoffs regardless.
You're saying should. Should make the playoffs.
Should.
Yeah.
And I picked them. I think they will. I picked them before the season started. I haven't seen enough now to change my opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, if it does happen, like, this isn't just a, hey, man, put my feet up, man, write out the lineup card, right? Like, hey, this rotation, bam, bam, or easy decisions in the bullpen to make. This isn't that to me. I think this is clearly a situation in which, like, hey, man, you got to make some decisions and some moves here, and they're going to need his decisions and moves to hit more often. So I just think this won't be a deal of, now Dusty got this, and I thought it was BS then too, because I think over 162 games with the injuries and stuff that happened in those years, and even last year with the spot as well, this ain't a situation of, all right, man, anybody could have managed this team to the playoffs, which I think has been a situation with the Astros. Anybody could have managed. I don't think this is the case with that. I think if Joe leads this team to the postseason, and they're already dealing with the injury. Right now, Contreras just gave up. I mean, he just loaded the bases when he walked out. I don't know who the next starter is. Like, I don't know who the fifth starter is. He's just gone two innings. I don't know who that's going to be. And he's got to massage the Lance situation, already losing depth with the rotation. This will be a big boy job. A big boy job.
And I appreciate that, because I hate the way the sport's become, where from the outside looking in, it appears to be a lot of the analytics, computer making decisions, or the GMs. And like you said, as the manager, you just kind of roll the balls out there, kick your feet up, and you let the team go play. Whatever happens, happens. Especially with all the changes in baseball, where, you know, they add the DH to the NL, there's no more double switch, all this sort of stuff. There's a lot less managing going on in these games. So I actually, as a baseball guy, I appreciate that Espada is going to have to do some real managing here on a day-to-day basis, or even in-game with this roster, because you don't get enough of that in baseball anymore like you used to even just 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's moving Altuve all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's moving Alvarez all over the place. So they're still leading 5-0, bases loaded. They did get a fly out to short right field, short left field, in which didn't result in a tag up. So it's still 5-0, bases loaded with one out. All right, Tyler, let the folks know how they can win some money. Let them know these best bets you got tonight.
Don't call it a heater.
Sounds like one.
Feeling good, baby. We are off to a hell of a start on best bets this week, and I got five more. Sticking with NBA like we did last night, and just like last night, I got five NBA wagers for you. First, I'm on the Raptors -10 as they host the Hornets tonight. Next, Sacramento Kings +4.5 as they host the Nuggets. Then I'm on an under here, 76ers at the Washington Wizards, under 225 tonight. And then two player props. The turd himself, known by the name of James Harden, playing against your Rockets, under 8.5 assists for James Harden tonight. And then lastly, Luka. The guy who's just trying to enjoy his life, just trying to enjoy a little hookah, is Luka. Over 30.5 points for Luka Doncic tonight.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you this. I know we're generally supposed to tell you which ones we like. All right.
Or if you hate any of them.
I'm just saying.
I can take it.
Tyler, if you get to rolling and you come back in here and you crushed it again with these five, because you have, and Luke, you're a degenerate, it sounds like.
Thank you.
You have gone out on the limb on a lot of ones that I wouldn't touch, because I just don't like Luka, 30.5. I think he goes nuts. Oh my God, he just hit a grand slam.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, it did.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it is 5-4. As Randy Aranzarooney, or whatever I say his name is. He just went deep, and it's 5-4 now as a grand slam is hit. But Luka, 30.5, I'm a little, like, I don't know exactly what the hell he's going to do. I don't know if the emotions are going to get him. James, I don't know who's going to play for the Rockets. This is one of the most elaborate run around the bases from Randy. He's just made multiple stops. And then, the Kings and the Nuggets. I don't know if this one's a situation where the Nuggets come out with a new coach and they fired everybody and they're ready to go, or they're going to continue this five-game losing streak. I mean, he has walked. I mean, I know somebody wants to hit Randy. He walked halfway down the line and then did a run and stop at first. He's a stopper at third.
I mean, don't be mad at the heater to your hip later on, friend.
Or you could just get him out.
I do. I forgot how much you despise
you
that.
Know it is. I hate the way he celebrates. I'm going to hit his ass. All right. Coming up after us, Texans All Access, Area 45, coming up until 11 o'clock. Luke, excellent job today. Tyler, as always, shout out to Brandon Scott for joining us. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Which really, by the way, are two of the worst actors
that we've had in the last couple
of
years.
Oh, man. Come on, Lou.
If we're being honest.
No.
I like both of them, but they're not good actors.
I mean, Nick is a admitted over-actor, but
yeah.
I mean, he's...
They're not good actors. I'll say that.
Maybe they're not. There's a certain level.
I'd sing along to Grease right now with Travolta.
I mean,
bro.
I'd go give me Leaving Las Vegas, which he won the Academy Award for. That was fantastic. Going in 60 seconds.
Great movie.
Okay, let's run.
Put the bunny back in the box. I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.